Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
We have a saying in our house, it's easier to build a young man than to rebuild a man. In this day and age, building men is a tall order, especially in the United States, where we're having trouble defining the difference between men and women, much less men and boys. And the epicenter of this discussion seems to be America's college campuses. No surprise there. In a recent article, Princeton University announced the creation of a new staff position called a Men's Engagement Manager, whose role is to combat aggressive masculinity on campus. According to a statement by Princeton's communications office, the person hired for this position will support an existing program called Men's Allied Voices for a Respectful and Inclusive Community, a program which, according to their Facebook page, fights what it calls toxic masculinity and subscribes to the feminist theory of fragile masculinity, which denigrates men for subscribing to traditional gender norms. According to a recent article in the College Fix, male freshmen at a mandatory orientation at Gettysburg College had to watch a documentary which stated in part that the three most destructive words a boy can hear while growing up are, "be a man." And it's not just colleges and universities. This attack on manhood increasingly begins in elementary schools, with curricula that blur the lines between genders and encourage teachers not to use traditional gender pronouns. All of this leaves boys feeling confused and ill-prepared for life as an adult. This trend led one author to draw a contrast between the adult boys in society and those who actually graduated to manhood. I wasn't able to find the author's name, but his points are stark and well taken. He says, "Here's to all the real men out there. Boys play house, men build homes. Boys shack up, men get married. Boys make babies, men raise children. A boy won't raise his own children, a man will raise someone else's. Boys invent excuses for failure, men produce strategies for success. Boys look for somebody else to take care of them, men look for someone to take care of. Boys seek popularity, men demand respect and know how to give it." Maybe those who tout the concept of toxic masculinity do so because they've never seen a real man. If that's the case, their chance is coming up in a new movie called Mully, which is hitting the theaters in October. It's the story of a man named Charles Mully, a millionaire who became a father and gave a home to 12,000 orphans. It's the story of a man who sacrificed everything to build a better life for those who had no chance. It's the story of a man who understands the value of family, fatherhood, a strong marriage, hard work, discipline, and giving back. In short, it's the story of what it means to be a man, not the emasculated version of manhood touted in women's studies programs, but the true vision of manhood, which is worthy of our respect. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.